The Muslim Brotherhood, from which President Mohamed Morsi hails, held a press conference to address the violent clashes that had occurred outside the organization's headquarters in Cairo. Images and videos from the scene last Saturday showed Brotherhood members assaulting activists and journalists. These images caused an uproar, especially among journalists who say that they were only present to cover the events and were playing no political role.
We were assaulted by the members of the Muslim Brotherhood even though we don't have any political affiliations. This incident has heightened the tension between journalists and the Brotherhood.
On Wednesday, hundreds of journalists and prominent politicians staged a vigil outside the Journalist Syndicate to denounce attacks on peers near the Muslim Brotherhood headquarters last Saturday. Mahmoud Hussein, a senior member of the Muslim Brotherhood, told journalists that the organization is willing to hand over members to authorities for questioning over the events. Hussein added that the Brotherhood rejects violence but refused to apologize for the incident, saying guards were provoked by activists attempting to draw graffiti on the walls of the building. Mahmoud Hussein also argued that it was the police's role to protect private and public property and that Brotherhood members would protect their own offices otherwise.
If the police and security forces are incompetent, this will cause a huge crisis, not only for the Muslim Brotherhood, but also for the whole nation.
On another front, a large number of political parties and revolutionary groups have vowed to hold mass protests outside the Cairo Muslim Brotherhood headquarters in response to the violence of last week. They're also calling upon the president to adhere to a list of opposition demands, including amending the constitution, sacking the current prime minister, and forming a national salvation government. The Muslim Brotherhood says while it does not condone violence, it will protect its offices by any means if the police fail to. The announcement comes a day ahead of anticipated mass protests against what was seen as a violent response by the Muslim Brotherhood against protesters outside its Cairo headquarters. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.